The statement comes in response to Starlink founder Elon Musk's Twitter thread regarding the company's expansion into the country. In the thread, an American entrepreneur, Mike Cordry, suggested that lobbyists and major internet and phone providers in Tanzania are trying to hinder Starlink's approval for fear of consumers switching to a better service. In response to the Twitter thread, Tanzania's information minister, Nape Nnauye, wrote that the government had already replied to the company's application, calling on them to make all necessary documents available in order to allow the company commence operations. On their official website, Starlink announced their plan to introduce the services between January and March this year, depending on regulatory approval. Isaac Lukando, Dar es Salaam.